Welcome to the Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer.
This week, we're trying out something new and launching our first ever minisode. I'm Brian Peters.
And I'm Haley Griffiths. And these minisodes are five or more tips in 10 minutes or less. And today, we're talking all about personal branding on social media.
You're a brand, I'm a brand, we're all brands. And personal branding is important not only in your life, but for your career as well.
Totally. Personal branding has absolutely helped me find career opportunities, and I think it was a big part of how Buffer got to know me when I first applied. To borrow from Dori Clark, who was one of our earlier podcast episodes, the definition of personal branding is what people think about you when you leave the room. In the online world, that means what people remember about you after seeing your profile. Today, we have a five-point checklist for making sure your personal brand is up to date. First, Google yourself. Second, set up your social media consistently. Third, display your professional work. Fourth, display your passions. And fifth, start connecting with people.
Yeah, so first and foremost, before you can get started with personal branding, you have to have an understanding of where you currently stand online. So we'd recommend Googling yourself or Binging yourself or any search engine that you want to check out. But obviously, Google is the largest search engine in the world. So go ahead, take a second, open up your browser, and click in your name into the Google search bar. I had a funny story the first time I did this, as my name is Brian Peters. Obviously, that's a pretty common name throughout the world. And so I found out that there's actually an NFL football player named Brian Peters. So before I could get started with building my personal brand online, I knew that I couldn't take the name Brian Peters. I had to add something special. A lot of times what you can do is just add your middle name into your personal brand. So I went from Brian Peters to Brian Greg Peters, and that's when you take the next step and you grab your website URL that you could use eventually. So I grabbed briangregpeters.com, and this is pretty common with a lot of people too. I know there's everybody has heard of Gary Vaynerchuk, but I think he realized that Vaynerchuk isn't the easiest last name to say or spell. And so Gary now has branded himself as Gary V. So there's things you can do with your name if you have a hard to spell name or an uncommon name, to either, you know, add a middle name or add an abbreviation. But yeah, so step one in building your personal brand, Google yourself and grab your URL.
And it's funny, my name is spelt pretty uniquely. So like the way Haley Griffiths is spelt is rather unique. But the first time I Googled myself, I did not show up. Google thought that I made a typo and I was referring to someone else. So if you don't grab your URL and you don't have content online, even if you have a unique name, you might not show up. So I think that's the importance of getting that URL.
Absolutely. And you can go to any sort of hosting website. I got mine through GoDaddy. Super easy to grab it there. Squarespace, pretty much anywhere where you can build a website or grab a domain name, you can buy it. It cost me 99 cents. So what do you got for us for number two, Haley?
Number two, set up your social media consistently. So this means that you should be using the same name, the name that you've decided to brand yourself as online across Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever social networks you're using. Use the same photo so that people can recognize you across networks. And then use the same description. And obviously this description can change, but it should be the same across all of these profiles, so that if people come across your profile, they'll remember you for these points. And your description should probably be only one, maybe two things that you would like people to remember about you, and make that the focus of your description on social. So what you're branding yourself as.
So what would you say the two most important things that you should say about yourself are?
I would say either where you work or what kind of work you do or what kind of work you would like to do. And then maybe one or two interests. So for me, I put that I do communications at Buffer, but I also put that I do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu because that's an important part of my personal brand for me.
Love it. And then the second part, along with set up your social media consistently, is this one's going to seem pretty basic, but it's surprising how often I see this across social media. And you're going to want to go ahead and clean up those social media profiles.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Those pictures from college or old work photos that you may have up on your social media profiles. Take a few minutes in the evenings or on the weekends, go through and delete all those old photos, the posts that you may have shared that weren't your best showing of representation of who you were. So go through, clean up your social media profiles. It doesn't take very long, But trust me, it will go a long way when people are researching you on social media.
I actually use the Facebook memories for this. You know how Facebook memories pops up and it's like, here's what you were doing today. And I use it to go through my posts that I wrote when I was very young and I signed up for Facebook and delete those because those don't need to be on the internet.
That's a great idea. Exactly. And then the second thing you want to do along with that is try to find a channel or medium that works best for you. You know, we're not all writers, podcasters, video makers. Everyone has their unique strengths. And so really lean into those strengths on social media and find something that you are comfortable and natural with social media. So if that's writing blog posts or that's podcasting or that's video making, lean into that strength and that'll help you develop your social media profiles pretty consistently.
Our third point here is to display your professional work online. Your professional work is a big part of your personal brand, and I would say LinkedIn is probably the most powerful way to display that. It's the largest network of professional people on the internet, and it's very, very easy to get set up. And then LinkedIn has very strong SEO. So when you do Google yourself after you've set up a LinkedIn profile, usually that's what shows up. LinkedIn is also a great way to showcase any portfolio of the kind of work that you do or the things that you've accomplished. If you don't want to use LinkedIn for that, you can also set up your own website with that URL that you grabbed to do this too. I think that Brian, both you and I have our own websites and portfolios online.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that was one of the big things that got me the job here at Buffer was having a website/portfolio that I built just in WordPress using a standard theme that I bought on Envato. And it was a drag and drop theme. It took me five or six hours to develop the website, but I was able to display the work on there, display some passions I have on the side, and really showcase who I am outside of your standard resume.
Yeah, I think it goes a long way.
Alrighty, let's kick off number four, and that's display your passion. So similar to your professional life, companies and employers and potential partnerships with peers, they're going to want to know kind of who you are outside of work as well. You know, what kind of passions or interests do you have? Do you have side projects? Haley, you and I were joking before the show that it's almost critical nowadays to have a side project.
Absolutely. I think that having a side project also connects you to quite a few more people because you're in multiple networks that way.
Absolutely. So it basically with your passions and your side projects, you got to ask the question, you know, what do you want to be known for outside of work? And that could be maybe you're a writer on the side, maybe you're a photographer. I think one of the things that really I was able to leverage when talking to clients and talking to people about a potential social media manager position was the fact that I had a passion for photography on the side, and visuals are so critical in social media engagement that having that background in photography did help to say, okay, here's what I'm passionate about, but also something that I'm skilled in.
So our fifth and final point is to start connecting. You can really only leverage your personal brand if you are connected to people online. For me, I used volunteering to get myself a job eventually. I was connected with a lot of different organizations online, and I volunteered doing social media with them for free before anyone ever hired me to do their social media or to do their public relations. And I think that really went a long way in my career.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more there, Haley. I got my first writing gig for a company called When I Work by simply reaching out to one of their blog editors on Twitter. And it was amazing. I had my website set up with a couple examples of my writing portfolio, and that was just post I had published on LinkedIn. And I said, hey, I love your blog. I notice you are only posting content once a week. I'd love to help write for you. And a week later, they reached out and said, hey, we'd love to have you come on as a guest blogger for our blog. I wrote a few blog pieces, and that ended up turning into a paid gig, all from just reaching out on Twitter.
That's amazing. I know that a lot of people have done that with writing to reach out to editors, or a lot of people should. A lot of the writers that I know have just reached out from online. I found Arianna Huffington's email somewhere when she was running the Huffington Post, and I emailed her that I wanted to write an article for the Huffington Post, and it probably wasn't her that responded, but someone responded from her email address and set me up with like a guest writing account for HuffPost. So I do think that the value of just reaching out and just asking is it can't be emphasized enough.
Absolutely. Yeah, just put yourself out there and really don't be afraid to work for free. At first, if you're expecting a paid gig, it might be a bit tougher to find work because if you're asking for money right off the bat before showing value. But yeah, put yourself out there, show that you're willing to write for free or make a video for free or podcast for free. And that's going to turn into value for the company over the long run, which will eventually turn into a paid gig for you.
I absolutely agree with that.
Awesome. Well, there you have it. You have our 5 tips for starting your personal brand online. And that's 1, Google yourself. 2, set your social media up consistently. 3, display your professional work. 4, display your passions. And then 5, of course, is put yourself out there and start connecting with people.
Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us for our first ever mini-sode.
We'd love to hear from you on Twitter. You can reach out to me or Haley using the hashtag BufferPodcast. And if this is something you think we should keep doing, we would love to do that, but let us know.
And if you're interested in hearing the full interview about personal branding with Dory Clark, that was back in episode 5.
Thanks for joining, y'all, and have fun Googling yourself.